Welcome to Career Tools. This week, don't get tell me about yourself advice from YouTube. Part one. This cast answers these questions. Why is YouTube a bad source of career advice? Just because. What should I look for when taking advice? And why are some experts not helpful to you? Believe me, that's true. Folks, we revamped the agendas for our client effective manager conferences, and we are now able to deliver most of the Trinity in three parts. Our client business has always been one-on-ones, feedback, and delegation. We have left out coaching in the interest of in supporting clients' desires, since coach doesn't happen for about 8 months in the timeline rollout. And we figured out a way to get everything, all that done, all three of those things done, and include rolling out the Trinity. So if one of your concerns was scheduling four sessions, we're now down to three sessions for client virtual EMC events. We hope you'll reach out to Maggie at manager-tools.com and talk to us about how we can help your managers become better at what they do. So, Wendy, I asked to be on this cast after I did some research and suggested you write it. And then after you wrote it, I liked it so much. I said, oh, please, 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 can I record it with you? And you granted me my wish.
Everybody knows they're in for a treat because you only come for the fun ones.
Yeah. So tell me about yourself is the first big interview question you get when you're interviewed. It is a watershed moment. Either you do it well or you don't do it well. Can you recover from a bad tell me about yourself? Yes, but it's hard. It's really hard. It is the most important first question. All the other stuff before it is just fluff.
And it's the one you should get right because one, you know it's coming, 100% it's going to come, and it's about yourself.
Yeah. So obviously, you know it's coming. Everybody knows it's coming. So for that reason, you have to have prepared for it. And so some of you may be thinking, well, why don't, you know, there's all this knowledge out there on the web. Let me just go to YouTube and try to see maybe there's somebody who's got an answer to the question. And we discovered there are a lot of people that have an answer to this question. And they are bad. They are really bad. And what's worse, I would argue, they're misleading you. They're borderline unethical. And in this cast, we're going to tell you why and what to look out for generally when you're looking for career advice. Wendy, what's our outline?
So we're going to talk about indicators of bad advice. So you can just skip the rest. If you only want the bottom line up front, we're going to do that best. YouTubers don't want to help you. They don't need expertise to be on YouTube. They're not talking to you and don't follow it work for me advice. So we're going to start with indicators of bad advice.
Yeah. So go ahead. I mean, let's do the ID thing. You and I are both IDs and just tell them.
Okay. So if the answer that this person tells you is that tell me about yourself should be less than a minute or an elevator speech.
Or even a minute, a minute.
Even a minute. Yeah.
If a minute is the standard or less, yes.
Yeah. That's bad advice. That's someone who doesn't understand the purpose or the history of tell me about yourself.
We're just trying to save you time here, guys. If you hear that, if they say, oh, it's just an elevator, it's like an elevator speech, they don't know what they're talking about. It's not an elevator speech.
If they say it's not about your personal life, then they don't understand that early experience is all personal. And it's those choices that you made that made you end up where you are in your career.
Yeah.
When somebody asks you, tell me about yourself, say, what do you want to know? Then that's just rude and stupid.
Yeah, so and there are people who do this. There's no world in which you get to answer a question with a question in an interview. You just don't. And these people, who are these people? Well, we're going to learn.
Yeah. Next one, if they say don't practice.
Yeah, you want to be casual. You want to be natural. You don't want to sound too rehearsed.
You want to be spontaneous. Yeah.
They are just totally just saying, I'm going to make this, I'm going to make you like me so much while you totally lose out on all of your interviews. It's sick. It's like a drug dealer. You're going to like me, man. You're going to want to talk to me. I'll make you feel good. Your life will be a ruin, but man, you'll like
be feeling
me.
Good on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad grammar or spelling, obviously.
Dude. Okay.
Anytime advice is given that includes both ends of the spectrum in one sentence, which I have found YouTubers are amazing at.
They literally don't know what they're talking about.
People that say, sound natural and spontaneous, but also cover the points you want to communicate. Okay, so I need to have practiced, but you also want me to sound natural and spontaneous. I can't do that.
And let's actually cover that now. If you want to sound natural and spontaneous, you have to practice. But you don't practice a speech that is like the lyrics to a song that you have to get right. You have key points that you're going to make and use different words every time. Now, we talk about this in our interviewing series, which is part of our license now. If you want a license, if you don't have one, it's because it's our 15th anniversary year, the entire year. It's going to be the interviewing series, which is normally $150, is now included for free. This is in part due to COVID, in a $200 license. So you pay us $200 and you get another $150 product free, as well as the resume workbook, which is another $50 product, $60 product, I think. And there's more and more and more. The idea that you wouldn't practice, if someone tells you that on YouTube, they are pandering to you. They are telling you what you want to hear. And frankly, as we'll learn, they have no business being on YouTube other than the fact that anybody can go on YouTube. As the saying goes, someday soon I'm going to say this and somebody's going to look it up and have a good laugh, but on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog.
Indeed. Yeah. Oh. And the last one is, any suggestion that you can control the conversation?
Oh my gosh.
It's rude to do it and you can't do it.
Yeah. It's guys, if you tried to do that with me, and you might say, well, Mark's a curmudgeon, a curmudgeon who's done like 10,000 or 15,000 interviews in his life, more than anyone I know. It was my job to interview people every day, all day. That was my job. And if somebody persisted in the point of view that they would get to control the conversation, actually, Mark, I'd like to talk a little bit more about this. Or, that's not really what I came here to talk about. Or, hey, actually, if I can, I'd like to put a different spin on that. Or would you like to know more about X or Y? And whenever I get that, I'm like, you choose. And then they make a bad choice, of course. But I would, after two or three questions like that, I'd say, this isn't working out. I'm not going to learn what I need to learn. I regret to inform you. I'm going to pass. I'm going to say no. And I'm going to end the interview here because there's no way with your approach to the interview. It's your approach. You get to do whatever you want. But if you're hoping to be effective in this interview with me, you haven't been. And unfortunately, 15 minutes have gone by now. And even if we were back to the normal way, in which I get to ask you questions for a little while, and then you get to ask me some questions, I wouldn't be able to gather enough information to get you across the finish line to consider to go to the next step. So I wish you well. Thank you very much. And I'd be standing up and walking toward the door if I was in a hotel room, and I'd be opening the door and ushering them out.
I guess people don't know that when two recruiters get together, all they do is talk about candidates and the silly things that they do. Oh, yeah, as absolutely. That person, I probably wouldn't show them out because I'm not big enough to show people out. But they would be on my story bank of, you can't believe what this candidate just did to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic. And it's, the fact that you did the research and went out and looked at all these videos after I saw a couple of them and was just astounded. Shouldn't have been, right? But it still kind of caught me up. It still kind of disappointed me. It kind of hurt me to think that people are out there telling people you can control the conversation. It's just...
it's mean.
I mean, it's malfeasance. Yeah. It really is. I'll tell you what. They look down their noses at you, folks. They're laughing at you because they know they are not an expert and they're telling you exactly what to do. And they look good, and boy, the videos are pretty. Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so that's the high-level stuff. If they tell you a minute, if they tell you elevator speech, if they say it's not about your personal life, about telling me about yourself, if they say you can ask questions like what do you want to know about or control the conversation, if they recommend two pieces of advice that are opposite in the same sentence, or if they have bad grammar or spelling, or if they say to you, don't practice, these people are charlatans. You should put a comment on their webpage saying that there's no professional interviewer that would tolerate any of this. Folks, something we don't talk about very often here at Manager Tools is the fact that we have video versions of our conferences as well. Right now, the world is pretty virtual, and so people are very comfortable getting trained on Zoom, however you feel about Zoom. But oftentimes when folks ask us, gee, I'd kind of like a discount for this and that, we say, you know, we have a whole range of products designed to appeal to almost everybody at virtually every price point. First of all, the podcasts are free, and you can implement any of our guidance on your own by listening to the podcast and taking some notes. And we do that so that any manager in the world could benefit from our guidance at no charge. And then if you want to spend a little bit more money, you can get a video version of our conference set up with quizzes and broken down into small parts and so on. That's been available for years. And then you can go virtual, or you can go in person, or you could obviously come to a client event if your company hires us. But just don't forget, if public virtual conferences won't work for you, that's okay. We also have a video conference, and you can start learning now. Or, of course, you can simply follow the Rolling Out the Trinity and Manager Tools Basic Cast and probably give you enough information to be able to roll it out on your own. So that's point one. The high D's are very satisfied
now. Yes. Good. Yeah. So now we'll satisfy everybody else and give you both the thing about YouTube, but also some wider, deeper information about where to get advice and the ways to think about advice and whether or not it might actually be helping you.
Right. Good.
So the first thing is that YouTubers don't actually want to help you.
Yeah. If you get help, they're happy, but that's not what they're doing, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Their major aim is not to help you. Their major aim is to make money.
Yeah. Right?
They want to help themselves, and their goals are not aligned with yours. I mean, capitalism is a wonderful thing. We're making money. Well, we're not making money off this podcast because it's free.
No, we're not.
But, you know, eventually we make some money. And it's a really good driver for so many things. But it's really important to understand where you are in the system, particularly on the internet. If you're not paying for it, you're not the customer. You're the product being sold.
Yeah. As that's the man one of my all-time favorite. It's just so good.
So YouTube creators are suppliers. And they need to keep you watching as long as possible in return. Okay,
go back. YouTube creators are suppliers, okay? And then you said they need you to. That's actually not true. They don't need us to. Obviously, they don't need me to because I haven't done it. And so, clear. So I think what we mean to say there is these creators, their goal is to keep you watching.
Right.
If you stumble upon them, they want you to click, and then you want to listen as long as possible. By the way, full disclosure, I'm just going to mention this since I've had this experience. I'm a golfer. I play a lot of golf in my spare time. That's essentially all I do other than I work, I play golf, and I read. And this time of year, I watch the Super Bowl. That's about it. And because I play golf and because I have email conversations about golf, Gmail knows that. And so I get ads for golf stuff. And when I go to YouTube, I'll watch PGA Tour highlights, or I'll watch a couple of instructional videos. Believe me, folks, I need instruction. I like it, but golf doesn't always like me. And I click on a video that says, okay, that's something that I've been working on, and maybe this guy could help me. I'm 6 minutes into the video. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to help you. I want to help you do this. I want to do this. Right? It's almost embarrassing. I think we could transform the marketplace by just telling people the answer right there. I could answer in a YouTube video, if you give me, no, I wouldn't even tell people who I am, other than, hi, I'm Mark Horseman, and I'm going to tell you in 90 seconds how to answer, tell me about yourself. And then I'll explain who I am, and then I'll walk through all the details. I'm going to do that. I mean, you and I have already talked about this, mm-hmm. right? I'm going to do it. But what's amazing is, guys, if you had that expertise, now you might say, I want to sell that. I want to monetize that. Fair. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But I would argue that if you want to monetize that guidance, and clearly I'm not sure these people do, because they have to feel miserable when they go to bed at night, when they put their head on their pillow to think that I don't know what I'm talking about in interviewing, but I'm gonna convince other people to do it. And we wonder why so many interviews go badly. But this idea, that feeling you get, that it's 3 to 4 minutes into the video of 6-8 minute video, and you haven't gotten a nugget, a kernel of truth. And they tell you all the background about, tell me about yourself. They tell you that you're their background, you know, whatever. That should be a clue.
It is a clue.
It's a scam. It's a scam, right?
In order to be monetized, a YouTube creator has to have 1,000 people watching their channel, like subscribe to their channel, and 4,000 hours of watch time. So if you did 90-second videos, that 4,000 hours would take you forever. That's why YouTube videos are really long and the answers at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you actually get any good answers at the end? The couple that I watched, there was no good answer.
No. There was vague
nostrums. There were nostrums.
But nothing comprehensive and nothing that I would say, this is the one you should watch.
I didn't. Thank you for that. I did not know it was 1,000 people in 4,000 hours. That's what's getting them to their market, and their market is getting advertisers, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, until then, they make no money off YouTube, and then they get advertising, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So they're the suppliers, you're the product, and they're supplying you your information
to advertisers,
to YouTube, which then sells it to other people.
Yeah.
So you are the product, and they keep you around.
But let's make a case for our bona fides here. So tell them what they should be thinking right now if they don't believe us, right? I mean, tell them how many videos
I watched way too many, like hundreds.
Hundreds.
And the fact that there's 100 on there is just ridiculous.
Yes, it's ridiculous. It's redonkulous. It's monumentally bad. Yes.
Like, if there was one that answered it, there wouldn't be hundreds of videos because nobody would watch them. They'd only watch that one. But there isn't. Yeah. There's hundreds of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And the ones, the top 10, and everybody's search algorithm is different, but the top 10 that came up for me, I probably watched 3 or 4 times to take notes and stuff.
Yeah,
so
I had to
sit through it. So the pain was real. And none of them begin with, here's the answer. They all tease it, and there's, you know, 4 minutes of preamble about this is what it isn't, and this is why it's being asked, and this is why you should listen to me, and they're never well qualified.
Oh no,
you know, and that's like given. So there's a watershed at 10 minutes. If your YouTube video is longer than 10 minutes, you can put an extra ad in it. And a lot of videos are like 10 minutes and 5 seconds. Yeah.
No. I have to tell you, that just makes me not want to do business with these people.
You wouldn't want to do business with any of them.
Am I just super old-fashioned? Is that the way people are these days? It's 10 minutes and 5 seconds because I get a chance to put an extra ad in.
Yeah.
You might as well just look at people and say, a sucker born every minute.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think they're saying.
Yeah.
And you can tell when YouTube changes the rules. Everybody's videos change length.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing to do with you. So if it's 4 minutes of preamble and it's 10 minutes and 5 seconds long, that's nearly 40% of your watch time.
That's completely useless.
Like, you might as well just have, you know, whatever. And that's the indicator to you that their incentive is not aligned with yours. Because if their incentive was aligned with yours, they'd tell you the answer right then.
Yeah.
And all this like, oh, I'm going to do a giveaway. Wait till the end and I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you. And there's one video which is one of my favorites in It's So Bad, It's My Favorite Bad One.
Oh, good.
I
got to see that one. If it's your favorite bad one, I have to see it. Because there were enough that were bad that I called you.
Yes.
And I don't usually call you. I'm like, dude, we got to do something about this. This is not good. I mean.
So it has 5.5 million views.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And the first minute is somebody acting answering tell me about yourself badly, which is really entertaining and keeps you watching, but tells you nothing apart from what not to do. Like, help.
Yeah, well, I have to admit, it's creative, right?
It's
and I suppose
produced.
I yeah oh yeah they all are Well, the ones I saw, saw four or five, and they were very nicely done. But, you know, it occurs to me that hypothetically that actor doing it poorly might help somebody because they would recognize something that they did and go, okay, now I'm knowing that that's bad.
Yeah.
Although, did it come across that they were making fun of bad answers?
Not until you were a minute in. If you only watched the first 45 seconds and went, oh, that's what I do, I'm fine.
Oh, you didn't realize. Then. No, that's all wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's just a scam. You know, I hate to say it. I'm sure that makes me curmudgeon again, guys. But you know what? I don't care. As I say often, I'll console myself with being right.
And that, so in a wider sense, knowing what's being incentivized in a system allows you to understand the motivations of the people in the system and then weigh their advice accordingly.
Exactly. Yes. The vegetable seller who puts all of his good vegetables at the front to entice people.
And then gives you the ones from the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what on YouTube, what's rewarded is ad views and view time. And the longer the video keeps you watching, the more ads they can show you and the more they'll earn. And that's why they often have this teaser at the beginning of like, I'm going to do a giveaway or I'm going to tell you this and not till the end. And you've listened to all the rest of it. And it's with, that's the goal. The goal is to keep you
Their goal watching. Is not to help you.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Right. Yeah. And that, you know what, guys? That essentially what it is what we've talked about before. It's a three-party economic system, but you don't know that. They want to get paid by somebody else, and so they're going to do to you what they need to do to you. They're doing it to you in order to get what they want from somebody else. That's the problem with three-party economic systems. If there were a bank of stalls in the bazaar, and one of them was providing the actual answer immediately and didn't make you wait for 10 minutes, there'd be a long line there and no lines at the other places. But that's not how YouTube works because, of course, you can't see all the videos. When you're standing at one stall, you can't see all the other videos all at the same time and so on.
So Wendy,
you've got a new responsibility, which is to put this together so that I can sit in front of a camera somewhere and say, hey, guys, I'm going to tell you the answer. Which we have a podcast for. We have a podcast for it.
Yeah.
It's in our interviewing series, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself. And do we also have an example? I think we have an example.
We have some, there's example videos as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah. And of course, YouTube makes this worse because it skews the videos that you see. So if it knows that you want to watch Tell Me About Yourself, it shows you videos based on the view time or the number of views that that video has already had. And that kind of makes sense because if you're trying to do this algorithmically, you can make an assumption that the videos that get watched the most are the ones that are most useful, right? That's kind of how search works.
Yeah, you can make that assumption. It's an invalid assumption because of the nature of the model in the marketplace, but
exactly. Yeah. I mean,
because it's not useful.
No.
It's useful to the creator, but it's not useful to me.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how else they could do it, but that's how they do it. And then,
So
there's an assumption if lots of people watch it, then it must be useful. Therefore, we'll show it to more people. Therefore, more people watch it. Therefore, the view time goes up. And so there's this self-perpetuating system where there's no requirement for quality, but it will get more and more views. And the gap between the ones that have been viewed a lot and the ones that haven't been viewed very much grows. And so less and less attention goes to the ones that haven't been viewed a lot. Yeah. And they might be the quality ones, but you can't tell.
Yeah. I would also say, I meant to say earlier, if you're wondering why people do that, why people do this, I would say it's two part. They want to make money and they want to exploit your fear. They chose Tell Me About Yourself because they know people have to go through interviewing and they know that people don't know how to be interviewed and they know there's a common sense of fear around being interviewed. And they're exploiting your fear. I wouldn't want to meet one.
No. And so, I mean, the algorithm, the way that works with the whole skewing what you see, that's the same for any search, any website. That's what happens on Amazon.
Of course.
The most popular product gets shown to more people, therefore more people buy it. So, and so on. And so the There's no guarantee that the top few videos are the best.
No, exactly. Because no. You can almost say by definition they're not, because they are attempting to get the thing that makes it the best, and that thing is not related to customer satisfaction.
Exactly. Yeah. And the top videos in Tell Me About Yourself have 15 million views, and they're terrible.
They're terrible, dudes. Terrible. Okay. All right. We'll put one up there. All right. So I think we crushed that. Okay. I'm really excited to be here. I just got to tell you, I don't get to do this very often. That's it for part one. Join us next week, and we'll finish up with a really fun cast that'll tell you how crazy stupid the internet normally is.